And God, verse 16, made two great lights. Notice, that's what Satan don't tell you. He said he made. But Satan comes and tells you, no, only the sun is great. And I must fight to be the sun. But he said he made two great. He said you are great, even though you don't have your own light. You're great, even though your purpose is to radiate. I should have waited for women's meeting. You say you're great, but Satan don't tell you that. You say you're great. He made two great lights. The sun and the moon. The man and the woman. One is the originator. The other is the radiator. But both of them are great.
Hallelujah.
But Satan says the only way to be great is to get up and cause an eclipse. So you will be the center. You block the sun and create a darkness when God said it should be light. I'm telling you, you should have done your master's degree or get a physics degree or something to know the things I'm talking about. I was talking to one man. He said, wait a minute. Are you a pastor? I said, yeah. He said, you're not a pastor. I said, why? He said, you don't sound like a pastor. No pastor talks like this. I said, no pastor knows these things. I said, you know, I went to school. He said, hey, I can understand.
Hallelujah.
I said, but God never said pastors shouldn't go to school.
Amen.
It is us. We're running from real life.
Amen.
We can't go out and prove ourselves.
Amen.
And we think that the ministry is a place for dum-dums to hide out.
Amen.
So you see, everybody wants a ministry. What are you doing with it?
Amen.
Where are you going? You just want to cause an eclipse. You get up and start blocking people's vision. God didn't send you. Your rejection is sending you. Your pride is sending you. Where are you going to lead them? You want attention. So this is the day of the internet. Everybody jumps. You know, you're answering stuff. You don't even know what the title you're taking on means. If not the mercy of God, the demons that are chasing us legitimate people, if they are turned loose on you, you'll be dead.
Amen.
But because they know you're of no consequence, nobody pays you any attention. He said, God made two great lights. Even though you can take this as your women's meeting before the meeting. You receive it today from now till you die.
Amen.
God says you're great.
Amen.
Wait, before you shout. But you don't have to be a man to be great.
Amen.
You have to be great being a woman. And when you start growing whiskers, we need to pull them off. Because these are some of the aberrations. All the chemicals we're eating. And all the things, hormones that put in the chicken and all this stuff. And all of a sudden a woman is growing beard. And then the man that should grow a beard can't find one. Isn't the devil a liar? Anyway, I'll wait till the women's meeting. Watch, watch. Let me show you this. And God made two great lights. The greater light. You notice they are both great. But one is greater than the other. That's what you must accept. The greater light. Okay. You are not seeing what I'm showing you. God did not say the greater light to shine during the day. He said the greater light to rule. Light rules. You are not getting it. Are you getting it? That's why you hold on to the word of God. It produces light. And light rules. Light is not a convenience. Light is authority, power, dominion. Watch. He says, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. Just follow what I'm telling you so you can see why we're in trouble. And then when I'm saying it, some of you womanly people don't understand. He said that when there is darkness, what we need then is not the sun. We need the moon. We need the moon to guide us through the darkness so we can get to the sun. That's what we need women for. When can't nobody find their way, mama can pray us through. Show us the way. Hey, and we can come out of this mess. Watch. He says, and God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. Then why will the moon all of a sudden change its trajectory to come and get between the sun and the earth to give us darkness when God said it should be light? That's a perfect picture of a woman out of order. You block everything. Can't nobody see. Can't nobody know where they're going. Because mama is out of place. That's what Satan succeeded in doing in America. And telling the women, it's your right. And you see everybody acting crazy, shooting up people, on drugs, dying. And the answer of the creators is to increase taxes and create more programs. You put bandages on hemorrhoids, on hemorrhages, not hemorrhoids. Bandage will not work down there. Ooh. That's the Kodak moment. See how things come and go? Kodak doesn't hardly exist. What happened to the 35-millimeter camera? What happened to Polaroids? Gone. Cell phones. Instant pictures. Who has patience? Everything that used to help us develop the fruit of the Spirit is gone from us. Now watch. God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning. How is that which was created, whose purpose is to shine at night? What are you doing during the day? And you come and you block the sun. So we can't see. So it's a sign. Why is it happening frequently? God is showing us. It's not only that you went away from me, but now you are entering the danger zone. Just as it was for the Jews, when he hung on the cross, they said, let his blood be upon us and on our children. And when the Holocaust happened, it shocked the world. But that's what they accepted. That's the curse they pronounced on themselves at the crucifixion. And those signs are back, testifying. He's nearing his time again. It's nearing his time again. It's not an accident that it's 3 hours to 3 hours. Watch, didn't I read it to you? Is it? He says, and about the 9th hour, he says, darkness was all over the land unto the 9th hour, from the 6th hour. Isn't that 3 hours? And that's what will happen tomorrow, 3 hours. The same replica. The signs are before you. The warnings are before you. What are you going to do? Are you going to get up and take your authority and tell that imp blocking your view of him that sits upon the throne, him that is greater than all things, say, get out of my way. My love is for Jesus. I ain't going after nothing else. Hallelujah. All you demons dancing before me, out of my way. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. That's God's purpose. And he's using these things to testify so that those that can see will see. Those that can understand will understand. Otherwise, you will drone along until the curtain is pulled and the Lord returns, and you won't even know he came. Amen. Until you cut the news on. What a sad day that will be. Now watch. Again, you use the natural to understand. Watch. When the moon gets in front of the sun, chaos erupts. Radiations your eyes cannot handle fall on the earth. If you look at it directly, you go blind. They have to give you special glasses to be able to look at it. What is it showing you? That is what is happening to us. Why are men? They never saw one. They've been seeing a distortion. Just because he can have sex doesn't mean he's a man. He's a mama in his spirit. Because the feminine man has been the only image before him. What you see through an eclipse causes blindness. Naturally and spiritually. So women don't know how to be women. Men don't know how to be men. That's Satan's plan. Keep the family. Out of whack and confused. And then after he finishes, he tells you, don't you see God is not answering your prayers? It's God's fault. Because you can't go outside tomorrow and look up at that thing. You must put on those goggles. What is your goggles? The word of God.
Amen.
It don't matter what you tell me, I see it through what he said. That's my light. That's my protection. From all the distortions, all the confusion, all the lies. Watch them through the prison of the Word of God. If you've ever studied prisons, you see the refractions of light. I don't know how many colors you find in a prison. Are you physicists? Can you tell me? I should have Googled it before, but I didn't think about it. You see all the beautiful colors. The light that you see, it looks, you think is white, but you have all these. But it doesn't appear that way when you look at it by the natural eye. What is it telling you? The sophistications of glory and grace is beyond your mind. You need the mirror of the Word of God to see the glory and the beauty hidden from you. And you need to be listening to men like me, touched by God. You can put the devil where he should be. So for 3 hours tomorrow, the moon will dance her dance, but the sun will return. Now watch. One more mystery before I pray. God put the sun in place, and the sun never moves. Everybody revolves around the sun. Telling you that the sun is the physical representation of the Lord our God. He don't move. He don't change. And at the end of time, when he's done with this earth, the first thing he will do is to tell the sun to quit shining. Wow. The Chinese. America was involved in the project, and America withdrew. And the Chinese continued. Google it. Trying to create a man-made sun. Just in case. Isn't that the Tower of Babel again? Amen. They're going to end up destroying themselves. Amen. Hallelujah. I pray that in this discourse, though scientific, but biblical, that I have expanded your horizon and your vision past your little deal or what Satan is eclipsing your heart and mind with, some problem, some issue. You better tell them to get out of your way. No more eclipse here. The sun will shine again. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. And when you come to commune with him, you will celebrate him. You know he's the greatest of the greatest. Huh? The rose of Sharon. The lily of the valley. The bright and morning star. Woo, hallelujah. Him who can do all things. We celebrate him this morning. And we bless this bread and wine as we commune with you, Lord. Cause us to repent for doubting you, for fearing, for stressing over nothing. Things you can easily handle for us. We demand that all eclipse end. Thank you. For the breakthrough in this service. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, before they get to you, you need to pray your own prayer. Wherever you've looked away or you've allowed any issue or problem or situation to block you from him, come on, ask him to forgive you now. So by the time the bread and the wine gets to you, your heart will be ready to commune in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, we celebrate you. You are the light no darkness can block. Hallelujah. Shine through every eclipse this morning, this afternoon. We declare light. Let there be light. We receive it. And we thank you for it. The Lord Jesus, the same night in which you were betrayed, took bread. When you're giving thanks, he break it and said, take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. Receive it now in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup and said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Drink it. And as often as you do it in remembrance of me. But the mystery of this message is that the enemy can use a little thing to hinder you from seeing the Lord your God. Have you ever wondered why the only instruction given is looking unto Jesus? You were never told to look at the problem and to start telling God how huge it is or how tough it is. He said looking unto Jesus because it is in his face. When he talks to you about what seems impossible to you, that's when you understand where you should stand. So, this is the foundation. You cannot function in the realm of glory except you are intimate with God. If you cannot hear from God, no, this realm is not possible. So, if you cannot hear from God, then that is your primary assignment, to pull away from all your busyness and activity and start reading your word and praying in tongues and waiting on God until the eclipse is removed so you can see him whose face lights up heaven and whose face lights up our heart. The darkness is removed. Your eclipse must end. The eclipse of your spirit must end. The eclipse to your financial breakthrough must end. The eclipse to your healing must end. In Jesus' name, fire! Glory to God. Power released from me at that moment. All those of you that received it, pick up your phone. No. I said, pick up your phone. He said, no, raise your hands and begin to thank God for your breakthrough. Thank God for your breakthrough. Thank God for your breakthrough. Start rejoicing. Start running around. Make some noise. Create a dance. Hallelujah. And then when it settles, then pick up the phone and call and give your testimony. I'm telling you, this is your season of breakthrough. You are coming back. Whatever God is ministering to us right here at Resurrection House, I am ministering to you on the voice of resurrection. And I keep telling you the only way to connect with this release, this force, this power,
is that you put a seed in the ground. That's how the power of this kingdom is released. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. I felt like Run High Bunky. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Men that have lived and died. It's amazing. Some of these guys, you feel like, wow, with all the good they were doing, they should live forever. But no. You do your own dance, God moves you on. Other people will come along. Because the glory that's coming will be greater than anything we've ever seen. Because as darkness is growing, our own light and glory is also growing. And where sin abounds, grace that much more abound. The glory will be stronger than the demonic force. The light of the glory will be stronger than any darkness. The sons of God will shine so bright. The liberals and the Satanists and the humanists will not know what hit them. It don't take but one son of God to take a nation. So much will happen in the next few years. Mark my word for it. Hallelujah, 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 7 times, 21 times. Learn the power of hallelujahs. We've been shouting it and seeing miracles and breakthroughs. I hear Resurrection House for All Nations. I celebrate God and I thank Him that you're watching today. Your life will not remain the same. For any love gift, we'll send you a jump drive of this message. We want you to hear it. Is it MP4 is what you call them? Yeah, they're videos and you can watch it. Or if you just want the audio, then the MP3, we'll send it to you. Act on it today. Faith without works is dead. We'll rush one to you and you can fellowship with the Lord alone. Alone, alone, alone. This word will produce a miracle in your life. I've been listening to it and watching it. It's blessing me and it should bless you. Let the word of God remove that eclipse from you. Don't look at anything directly, like you cannot look at the physical eclipse directly. It will blind you. Don't look at problems without the word. It will blind you. It will discourage you. It will sink you. Get your eyes back on the Lord Jesus. Keep worshiping Him until His face appears. You have already won. Not you will win. You have already won. You're on your way back. God bless you. Receive in Jesus' name. Amen. See you tomorrow.